Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex, and I would say that that needs to be updated to beware of what I call TIM, technology, intelligence, and media.
And say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you got to believe you Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your Founding Member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
People on that are super informed and on fire, and I gotta tell you, Clay Clark is amazing. He's putting on the huge Reawaken America tour with tens of thousands showing up at these events all over the country, with General Flynn, myself, and so many others, like Roger Stone. But he was on a few weeks ago. I had to get him back because he is just over the target. He has the documents, he has the research, and he's Guest 2.0, where he plays his own clips of what he's backing up and what he's saying. So I welcome him to do that with us as well. But last week at the big Davos group meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, where they went public with their plans, in amongst the announcements of implantable microchips to buy and sell and world government and carbon taxes and world IDs and Mark of the Beast, they said, we want countries to prepare new lockdowns for new viruses, basically to, quote, cut carbon, and they want to make you work in the metaverse and not be able to leave your house, be a prisoner. So he wants to get into the new lockdowns being announced by the private corporate group running the UN. He wants to get into monkeypox and so much more. But there it is. The World Economic Forum lockdowns are improving cities around the world. And they called for new lockdowns. The specific headline was, they put a document out, was they asked nation states to prepare a codified plan for new lockdowns. So Clay Clark, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, I really do appreciate you allowing me to be here with your listeners. I encourage everyone to get out a pen and a pad or maybe a massive crayon. I've got a massive orange crayon here. Whatever you need to take notes here, folks. But I encourage you to write this down here, okay? First thing is go to timetofreeamerica.com and then click on the button that says monkeypox, or just look at the button that says monkeypox. And, Alex, isn't this interesting that the Nuclear Threat Initiative, an organization funded by Bill and Melinda Gates that was supposedly started by Ted Turner, that they somehow prophesied nearly 18 months ago that on June 5th of 2022 there would be a monkeypox outbreak?
And they even had Biden and others order the monkeypox vaccine that was delivered a week before the new scare started.
Exactly. And so what I'm going to do, Alex, I'm going to play a couple of clips because I want people to understand why they're so obsessed with scaring everybody into putting RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside your body. But again, folks, go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the button that's the monkeypox button. You'll see it all there. The first clip I want to play for you, this is an audio clip from the World Economic Forum, okay? And this is an audio clip featuring the CEO of Intel. Listen to this, folks. This is the CEO of Intel at the World Economic Forum. He actually says their vision the World Economic Forum has for you and your family in the future. Here we go. Let me back it up. Here we go.
If I may, a vision of the future. What time do you normally wake up in the morning?
That's kind of an intrusive question. somewhere between 6 and 7.
Okay, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, right, your alarm goes off at 5 a.m., right? The voice comes through your alarm clock and it says, last night I noticed a heart irregularity, the third one you've had this month. We've decided that we need to schedule you for an appointment today. I've pre-scheduled your doctor's appointment. Your personal devices now, all that information has been uploaded and we've done a full DNA analysis if everybody fits your age, your ethnic community, et cetera, you know, the schedule is already there. Since I pre-predicted the driving pattern to get to your hospital appointment, I had to get you up an hour early. Apologize, sir. Right? I preloaded the directions into your self-driving car. Right? I've also moved your coffee order from your normal Starbucks to one that's on the way. And we are going to the heart doctor, so I made a decaf.
And Alex, I think this is a great thing. I mean, this is complete and total control over free will. So again, this is the CEO of Intel explaining to you how the RNA-modifying nanotechnology and the COVID-19 shots, these biosensors, would control your life and your schedule moving forward.
It's a total, complete AI takeover of every facet of human life, like Harari and others have been saying.
Well, you know, Alex, the CEO of Nokia, okay, Nokia, everyone probably has a Nokia phone or had a Nokia phone. He was asked about the smartphone technology moving forward. Again, this is at the World Economic Forum, and this is what he said about smartphone technology moving forward. This is the CEO of Nokia, Pekka Lundmark. Listen to this audio. Here we go.
I wanted to ask when you all think we're going to move from this form factor to something that's on your face, glasses, and when computing's all on the edge.
All right. 50 seconds. Who wants to answer quickly?
Here we go.
I think it will go. It will definitely happen. I was talking about 6G earlier, which is around 2030. I would say that by then, definitely the smartphone as we know it today will not anymore be the usual, kind of the most common interface. Wow. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies.
Okay, Alex, he just said that in the year 2030, all the smartphone technology will be inside your body. So let's just kind of cover what we've unpacked so far. One, the CEO of Intel just said that the RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside the COVID-19 shots, the biosensors, will have the ability to schedule an appointment for you and schedule your day for you and to tell you when you have a health crisis that you need to then cancel your day and worry about. Two, the CEO of Nokia just said that by 2030, your smartphones will be built directly into your brain. And third, Alex, this is at the World Economic Forum, you have a person by the name of Helen Clark. Now, Helen Clark said that the WHO needs to be able to prevent the next pandemic by actually having new powers to deploy assets on site and to stop an outbreak before it begins. This is Helen Clark from the World Economic Forum, again, speaking here from Davos. Here we go.
We have to believe that it's possible to stop a localized outbreak becoming a raging global pandemic. And that means better surveillance, more transparency, frankly, by all member states. If they think something's happened, it's got to be reported. And the WHO needs the power to be on the site with whatever teams need to be deployed. It needs to be able to publish the information it has rather than, you know, beg countries for permission to do it. It's got to be able to take a precautionary approach in running up a flag. And it's got to be able to declare an emergency without being kneecapped by an emergency committee. These are basic things that need to be dealt with in a review of the international health regulations. Otherwise, we will lose weeks again next time something happens.
So, folks, quick recap. The models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models are false. Two, the PCR tests, the polymerase chain reaction COVID-19 tests, are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of cases. Three, COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine.
Four, they cooked it up themselves. Five, they said they'd use a virus to take full control. They're self-appointing themselves leaders and commanders over the earth with a biomedical dictatorship run by the UN.
You're correct. And now we're saying, well, why are they so obsessed with everybody putting this technology inside their body? It's because they want to put the smartphone technology in your body, as they just said. Again, this is the CEO of Nokia. The CEO of Intel is saying they want to be able to have a complete medical-driven technology, totalitarian government. What's happening, Alex, is we are seeing the implementation of the Mark of the Beast system. So I encourage everybody, as we head into the break, go to time2freeamerica.com/revelation. That's time to free freeamerica.com/revelation, because we are living through the implementation of Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. We're living through the book of Daniel. The Bible, it prophesied these things. God wasn't surprised by this. But Alex, you and I happen to have the fortune or misfortune to be living through the implementation of the Mark of the Beast technology. And I encourage everybody to stand up and fight back. Now is the time to lead people to Jesus. Now is the time to get back in the boat. There's a flood coming, folks, and you want to be right with God. So I encourage everybody, join us on the Reawaken America tour. I mean, Alex, you were called a conspiracy theorist, and you still are for well over a decade. And we've got folks like Eric Trump and Cash Patel and General Flynn. The reinforcements are showing up because people are discovering Alex Jones was right. And I just encourage everybody, be a part of it. We're going to Virginia Beach in July. We have just under 1,000 tickets remaining to the Reawaken America tour in Virginia Beach, featuring Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Eric Trump, etc. Then we're going to be going in August to Rochester, New York. And Alex, we are not going to stop because it is the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset.
All right, Clay Clark, stay there. He's excited because he should be. Open world government, Mark of the Beast, control system, saying they're going to be gods. Prophecy is being fulfilled. And where are most of the churches at this critical time? It is insane. Those are some clips we didn't play for the meeting last week. There's so many. I mean, it's just wild. You have no free will. We're taking over your body. We rule the world. You want to leave your house unless we say so. You'll live in the metaverse. We're going to make your kids be transgender. I mean, this is a declaration of satanic war and a digital dictatorship.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Listeners, I want to encourage viewers to understand, we are sponsored, we are backed in this historical fight by you, not by Soros and the big money. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com. We're running the Memorial Day special this week only. Can't go any longer than that. Up to 60% off and double Patriot points. That means 10% off, not 5% off on your next order. You can make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com. Right up at the top, I want to thank you all for your support. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Alba Power, 40% off. Vitamin D3 gummies for your immune system, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade, 50% off. So good for your heart and cardiovascular system. Ultimate Krill Oil, the same thing, 40% off. Immune support, that's a huge deal, 60% off. Multifood Vitamin Mineral, 40% off, 60% off. Hair and Beard Support, which is really just a high-quality vitamin mineral formula. All Dr. Jones Naturals, toothpaste and mouthwash and Rocket Rest and Primal Youth and Common Chill Extra Strength, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the founding member third coin, the final coin in the three-part series. We've already sold out 60% of them as of this morning. Put them on sale Thursday. They'll be sold out in just a few days. And that founding member, when you give us your email, we'll get a lot of special benefits and things in the future if we're able to stay on air, which it looks like we will be able to. So get the Molon Lame, Come and Take It, Freeman Bear Arms coin at 1776 coin, 1776, 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. Get this historic piece while you still can, and thank you all for the support. Now, Clay Clark is an author, researcher, talk show host, businessman in his own right. Amazing. You can hear him. Puts on these Reawakened American tours with 5, 10, 20,000 people all over the country. It is so exciting to be part of this and to have him on air with us. But he mentioned Revelation 13, 16, 18. 16, and he hath all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he have that mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of the name. Here is wisdom. Let he who have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. We are living through this now. It's incredible as Christians on this planet that God gave us free will, but God loved us so much, he gave us his only begotten son and gave us a cheat sheet on what would be coming and what would be happening. Clay Clark, it's just incredible. Why aren't more churches talking about this?
Well, I can answer this question very directly. I happen to work, Alex, as a consultant, and I'm not fishing for clients. I'm just explaining some context here. If people go to ThriveTimeShow.com, how I make money, Alex, is I get paid by 160 organizations to help them grow. And unfortunately or fortunately, I've had an opportunity to work with a lot of really terrible pastors and a lot of great pastors over the years. What I found, Alex, is that a lot of the pastors have gone through seminary and they've been taught with a Rockefeller-style education that says blindly memorize and repeat And then a lot of them quit reading the Word of God. Now, I want to praise pastors like Pastor Greg Locke, who's on the Reawaken America Tour, Pastor Brian Gibson, who's on the Reawaken America Tour, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. They actually read the Bible. And so when you read Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, and it tells you to look out for the number 666, immediately when they see Congress running out legislation called H.R. 666, immediately, they, as pastoral leaders, they tell their flock, hey, guys, listen here. Look out for this. It's called H.R. 666. Congress is trying to roll out legislation that would implement the Mark of the Beast technology. When they saw legislation called H.R. 6666, it was abundantly clear that the Mark of the Beast was near. And folks, look it up in DuckDuckGo, H.R. 6666. When Google rolled out their new logo that looks exactly like a 666, or when CERN is the organization that is trying to summon demonic spirits. Their logo is 666. And so those kind of pastors are wide awake. And so, Alex, what I'm trying to do with the help of General Flynn and Eric Trump and others is to bring pastors to these events. And I'm proud to say in Virginia Beach, Alex, we have nearly 300 pastors RSVP'd already to attend the Reawaken America Tour because the pastors are rising up. I am seeing pastors wake up, but I blame the Rockefeller-style education system that pastors are ran through at seminary for them being asleep right now at the time that they're flocks.
And by the way, Clay Clark, you're just quickly saying that, but let's flesh that out. 100 years ago, the Rockefeller Foundation created the World Council of Churches, and what you're talking about is they literally go and buy off the major denominations. They send them to these paid-for conferences that brainwash them and say, you'll get support, you'll get funding, follow this doctrine, and that's the answer of why this is happening.
You're correct, and I'm going to go ahead and cite my sources. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about renting religious leaders, I'm going to name some names here real quick that are going to blow somebody's mind. You know that T.D. Jakes, I used to listen to T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes is out there doing Zoom calls with Dr. Fauci right now, pushing the RNA-modifying nanotechnology shots. This is T.D. Jakes. Another example. Again, this would be... You have major pastors are pushing lockdowns and shutdowns. Think about this. Rick Warren. A lot of people know Rick Warren. He wrote the book Purpose Driven Life, Purpose Driven Church. Rick Warren is a huge proponent of the World Economic Forum. Think about how dangerous that is, that when you take a spiritual leader who is using their pulpit and the power that it provides them to push the Great Reset narrative. Another example is the Pope actually hosted a transhumanism meeting of the minds at the Vatican. And folks, you can find all of this by going to timetofreeamerica.com and clicking on the button about the truth about renting religious leaders. There are many, many religious leaders right now that are intentionally steering their flock because they've been bought and paid for via the money of the World Economic Forum. And what we're trying to do, Alex, is wake people up to the truth.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, Clay Clark, I've got New York Times here. Universities are now implementing and schools mask mandates. They're talking about new lockdowns. When do you think they're going to try this?
Well, right now we know that monkeypox, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the monkeypox button, we know for sure right now that there is a document that was created by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and it was founded by Ted Turner. And this particular organization is saying that starting June 5th, and they wrote this document nearly, 16, 17 months ago, they're saying that a monkeypox outbreak is set to begin on June 5th, of 2022. I repeat, the Nuclear Threat Initiative said that a monkeypox...
And right on time, the vaccines are delivered, the hype is delivered, the fear is delivered. They don't even hide the fact it's all scripted.
And if you go to DuckDuckGo or Google right now and you type in monkeypox and you click on the news feed, we just, less than 24 hours ago, moved into threat level 2, which means, Alex, you're not supposed to travel right now unless you need to. Now, threat level 3 is you're not allowed to travel, essentially, unless you have to. Threat level 4, we saw this before. They're laying it out right now. They're right on time. They wrote it down. Either they're great at guessing or this is a plan. Alex, you've been saying it. I've been saying it. This is a plandemic. And, folks, we have to get involved. The time to sit back and thinking that, oh, I can't wait till COVID's over and then we'll get back to normal. No, we are never going to get back to normal until we stop this because COVID-19 stands for Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. It is the Mark of the Beast technology, and either we win or they win, but we have to fight back.
That's right. This is the big fight. Clay Clark is our guest at Clay Clark on Twitter, ThriveTimeShow.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and Band-Aid Video. Stay right with us.
Introducing Come and Take It, our third and final coin, a part of the Founding Member Collector Series. This third coin is minted into existence from 0.999 silver from right here in America. Come and Take It may hold meaning for Americans from recent history, but it actually dates back to being used in 480 BC in the Battle of Thermopylae as Molon Labe by Spartan King Leonidas. It has since become a symbol of defiance here in America, along with the imagery of a black star and cannon in the flag used by Texans during the state's revolution against Mexico. Both sides of the coin depict these historical uses of the phrase, with one side having a rendition of a Spartan helmet and the inscription of Come and Take It, and the reverse side having a rendition of the cannon and the inscription Free Men Bear Arms. Go to 1776coin.com today to secure your founding member coin. Hurry before they're gone, as there will only be 10,000 in existence.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Despite all the attacks, thanks to you, we're still on air. And I see Clay Clark, host of the Reawaken Tour, amazing businessman and talk shows his own right, has a guest with him in studio. Clay, I was going to ask you before you brought your guest in, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say in other clips you have. What is it like as a patriot, as a husband, to actually see all this happening. Because even though I knew this was all coming, it's still crazy. You know, we're inside the beast takeover. We're inside the mark of the beast. I mean, it's all happening now.
Well, I brought Carter on here because Carter works with me every day. And, when I called my wife and I said, Vanessa, I feel like God wants us to do, I talked to my wife, I said, I feel like God wants us to do a Reawaken America tour with General Flynn. And my wife says, you feel like God wants you to do it? And I'm not the kind of person, Alex, that says, I feel like God wants me to do something. And I just felt this call that we had to fight back. And so I hopped on One America and Newsmax and all these different programs. And I gave out my phone number and I said, if you want to come to the Reopen America tour, we are not going to capitulate. We're not going to give in. That was April of last year, and we had literally 50,000 people request tickets, and I had the opportunity to hire great people like Carter over here to work with us. And Carter, I mean, we're talking to some of the salt of the earth who are requesting tickets.
Absolutely.
What kind of people are wanting to come to these events? Because I know for the Clark House, it's been a time of revival. It's been a time, Alex, of pressing into the Word of God. It's also been a time where my son was the only kid at his school not wearing a mask. I know it's a time where my wife's had to get involved in the school board. I know it's been a time where I've had to sue the mayor of Tulsa to stay open. But what kind of people are reaching out to come to the Reawaken America tour, Carter?
I mean, we have all kinds of people. We have people of God. We have patriots. We have people who have felt like they were alone the past couple of years, and then they're finding out that they're not because of these amazing conferences.
You know, Alex, we're discovering at our house is my wife is the kind of person who normally didn't want to get involved in the school board. But when she saw that my son was the only kid in the school not wearing a mask, it was like, you know, she had to fight back. And I think that's what's happening, Alex, is everybody in America feels like we're pushed into a corner and we have to fight back. And I believe that God is not done with this nation yet. And I want to take just a moment to read off some of the names of the people that are attending. This is we haven't read this on any other show yet, Alex. This is the confirmed lineup for day one of the Reawaken America tour in Virginia Beach here in July. And again, folks, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can request tickets. And again, you can always name your price. What's the lowest ticket price you've sold so far there, Carter?
I think $5.
$5 is pretty low, so you can always name your price. But we have Pastor Greg Locke batting leadoff here. We have Pastor Leon Benjamin. Dr. Zelenko, he's missing a lung. He has stage 4 cancer, yet he continues to come to the Reawaken America tour. We have with the whistleblower, Nurse Erin Olszewski, who's been on, you know, Tucker Carlson, that sort of thing. We have Eric Trump, Dr. Rashid Buttar, President Donald J. Trump Jr.'s, his son there, Donald J. Trump Jr. We've got Karen Kingston, Steve Strang, the founder of Charisma Media, Jimmy Levy, Hi Rez, Jim Brewer, the comedian, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Kash Patel, Sean Stone. Alex, I'm not seeing Alex Jones on here yet, but I'm still going to be calling your people to see if we can make that happen. Mel Kay, okay, Michael Lindell.
Well, when is this? You want me to come to this event? When is it?
This is July 8th and 9th in Virginia Beach, and I've got one spot still open on July 9th. That's Saturday night. So I got one spot still left, Alex. So if you want it, I'm throwing it out there. And again, I don't take any income or salary from these events, and this isn't like a paid gig for these folks. We're all doing this to save our country. Everyone can name their price, and no pressure, but America needs you.
Well, I love your event in San Antonio, so it's a good chance I'll come.
Yeah.
On your radar, with 162 days out from the midterms, what do you think the deep state's going to do when they know there's a giant tsunami, not just a avalanche, not just a landslide, but a total political, cultural, spiritual realignment happening? They know it. What do you think they're going to pull, Clay Clark?
I know for sure what they're going to pull, and it's not a prophetic thing. It's not a spiritual thing. I just read the document. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about monkeypox, there's a document. This is written by the Nuclear Threat Initiative. And this perverse document declares that there will be a monkeypox outbreak beginning in May, which, by the way, has happened. Then they're saying there will be a massive outbreak beginning on June 5th. Of 2022. And this is the Nuclear Threat Initiative. And Alex, this document, interesting, it's funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And if you scroll to page 10 of this document, it talks about the monkeypox outbreak. And Carter, I've been talking about monkeypox nonstop for the last week.
You have indeed.
And is it shocking to you that this document that was written 18 months ago says that May 15th, 2022, there will be a monkeypox outbreak of some kind?
I would have been surprised a couple years ago, but at this point, not really.
Yeah, it's
happening. Why do you think they don't even hide it, Clay? It's all right there.
Well, unfortunately, this year, as I've studied a lot about the Bible, I've also had to discover a lot about Satan. And what do I mean by that? I talked to Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, who's a wonderful pastor in Anaheim, California, who was one of the only churches willing to let us have the tour there. And I asked Phil, what is going on with these Luciferians? And he said, well, Clay, Luciferians, they feel in their perverse worldview that if they tell you what they're going to do in advance, you then, if you capitulate, then you agreed to go with their plan. So what they do, Alex,
that's right. They want to include you in it so that you don't take action, so that God blames you, and so you lose protection.
And so I'm going to play just a brief audio clip. This is my good friend, Dr. Dave Martin, and he articulates this better than I possibly could. Let me hit play. This is Dr. Dave Martin explaining the monkeypox outbreak. That, by the way, folks, we've already hit level two. We hit level two today, according to the CDC, so we need to travel now on high alert, whatever that means. So, Carter, be paranoid while driving. Here we go.
When you want to terrorize a population, what do? Turn to the experts. And so I love to point out, a lot of people have been really upset about this monkeypox, you know, scheduled release on May of 2022 coming from a March 21st publication. And people sit there and go, oh, my gosh, how on earth could they have ever been so prescient to find out that they were going to have a monkeypox release 3 days away from the stated date for the alleged outbreak to occur. And this document that you have on the screen published, Seth, in 2021, in March of 2021, so 15 months earlier, this group was able to pick the day of monkeypox outbreak plus or minus 3 days.
And so, Alex, going back to the World Economic Forum, we have the CEO of Pfizer who said to Klaus Schwab, this is the CEO of Pfizer. He looks at Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, and he says this out loud. Listen to this. This is mind-boggling.
I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing, after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA. A lot. And they're working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see is other vaccines, other than COVID. A flu vaccine with mRNA, a single vaccine with the mRNA.
So they're saying, Alex, they're going to put the mRNA modifying nanotechnology in all of the vaccines, or many of the vaccines moving forward. And if you want to read the patents, folks, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. But the translation works like this here. The RNA modifying nanotechnology in the shots, when connected to 5G, has the ability to release a pathogen found inside the lipid nanoparticles. So I repeat, inside the shots, there are lipid nanoparticles that contain pathogens. And whenever they want to release a pathogen, whenever the World Economic Forum seems it's time
to do another watch. They just activate it electromagnetically. That's in the patents. Incredible. So it's a binary weapon. They implant us with it. They activate it with the 5G.
Exactly. And what happens is fear blocks logic. So for anybody who's ever studied psychology, the amygdala is the emotional processing center of the mind. And so, Carter, if I were to say, you know, we have a snake in the studio somewhere under the desk. Let's go ahead and record the show. How would that possibly change the way you perceive the show?
I would be a little more frantic, I think.
Right, because fear blocks logic. Mm-hmm. It would be hard to have a sane conversation, which is why you shouldn't do accounting while skydiving. That's just a business pro tip. So I encourage.
And they're doing all of this counting on the fact that we're not awake, counting on the fact they control, say, the FBI with all the stuff coming out with Hillary running Russiagate. We knew Russiagate was fake, but now it's all confirmed. But they don't get in trouble, which makes them incredibly arrogant to commit even greater crimes. We'll be right back, and our guests will leave in a few minutes. I'm going to get to David, Cameron, Robert, Paul, and Ryan. I'll take a little bit of the next hour for Gerald Celente, then he takes over as well. Amazing. Clay Clark's our guest. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Clark, final segment of the Reawaken American Tour. Clay, let me ask you this question in closing. As world government openly is established, as all this tyranny unfolds, as they starve people to death and inject them with poisons and all this, what are the people going to do that signed on to this believing they'd be empowered? I mean, you can see that this nightmare depopulation operation is going to lead to total rebellion and just insanity, and will destroy the so-called elite themselves. But we know they're controlled by Satan, so they're slaves, they're ordered to do it. But anybody that's got half a brain could sit back and say, what we see unfolding is not a good idea.
Well, you know, Alex, I want to mention the guy's name, but I'm not going to because I haven't talked to him directly about this. But there is a certain senator that I met last year. And, Alex, you know when Joe Biden does his interviews and you look at him or you look at even Jack Dorsey with his testimonies he did when he's testifying, or you'll see Mark Zuckerberg where he was testifying, and there's something just not right. You know, you kind of look, I don't know if you saw that, Carter, where there's something, it seems a little bit off, and I don't know what it is. I met this senator, Alex. He comes to me at one of these events.
They don't look quite human.
Right, there's something weird going on. And the senator says to me, he says, this was for a watch party for a Republican event in a certain state, and I was emceeing it. And he says to me, is this a mask-free event? Because my entire team, we were there, and none of us were wearing a mask. And I said, oh, yeah. And so this elected official takes the mask off. And then the media shows up, Alex, and this elected official puts the mask on. And I just started noticing this total compliant mindset of this person. But then more importantly, when I looked at this person, I discovered, Alex, they had those weird sort of eyes. And everything they say is compliant and scripted. It looks just like that. And I don't know exactly what that was.
They're like robots. They've given up with their free will.
And, Alex, I talked to a lieutenant governor this year on the phone who told me, quote, unquote, he said, Clay, I recognize the models are false, the PCR tests are false, and the treatments are real. And this person had actually read the Great Reset book. And they said, I just don't like to get involved in politics. This is a lieutenant governor, Alex. So I don't think people understand their actual goal. And so I have a final sound clip I want to play. This is Yuval Noah Harari. This is the top advisor for the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum. His name is Klaus Schwab. And he was just asked recently, you know, could you kind of tell? He's sitting down with Richard Branson, and he wrote with Russell Branson, and he's asking a question. What do you see the future will be like? And this is what Yuval Noah Harari said here.
In the future, maybe the main struggle is the elite doesn't need you. There is nothing that you can do which is beneficial to the economical or political system. They don't need you.
So you get Russell Brand is interviewing him during a Penguin book signing. This is Russell Brand, the English comedian, TV star. He asks Yuval Noah Harari, he says, so what does the future look like? And again, this is what he says.
In the future, maybe the main struggle is the elite doesn't need you. There is nothing that you can do which is beneficial to the economical or political system. They don't need you. Today, all over the world, every year about 1.25 million people are killed in traffic accidents. That's twice the number of people who die from crime and terrorism and war put together. And most of the traffic accidents are caused by human error. If we replace human drivers with self-driving vehicles, it is likely to save maybe a million lives every year.
So they want to get rid of your ability to drive. They're calling you useless people, and then you've all goes on.
If you're not doing jobs, if you're not doing things, you're obsolete, and you're not happy if you're not doing things. They're building a post-human world. All right. Powerful Clay Clark, the Clay Clark on Twitter, ThriveTimeShow.com, and the Real Making America Tour. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Alex, I appreciate you being right for the last decade and a half. Keep it going, my friend. Thank you.
I'll try, brother. Thank you. Hopefully I can come to that event in July. All right. I'm going to start the next hour in 6 minutes. We've got some more news hit right now. And then we're going to go to your calls. We got 6 calls on the board. I'm going to go to your calls and hand the baton to Gerald Celente. We'll be back after this break. But I wanted to air a little compilation we put together, because one area I've dropped the ball in is this. Things that I know were bull 5 years ago, things we've already talked about 5,000 times, probably, hundreds of guests, I just can't look at it anymore. But I do see former federal prosecutors on MSNBC saying Alex Jones is a Russian agent. He should go to jail. No proof, no evidence, all a hoax, and all of their opposition is a Russian agent. If you're against the war in Ukraine, you're a Russian agent. If you are for controlling the borders, you're a Russian agent, or you're a white supremacist. So the wheels have come off of this as well. It's come out in the trial of Sussman, the Hillary directed it all. We already knew that. But now it's all confirmed with FBI agents and others testifying to it. So what does that say when she doesn't get in trouble? The people running this country are the ones destroying it. They're the outsiders. They're the ones that hate us, not those of us fighting for the country. And I know as an audience, you're like, tell us something we didn't know, Alex. I know, but now we've got to get in the left's face about this and point out they're wrong. They're a fraud. So here's this quick report. Russiagate media compliance. The report's at man.video. We'll come back, start the next hour, and go right to your phone calls. Please stay with us.
You try to make sure anything you put out into the public arena is accurate.
Hillary approved planting a false Russia story.
On Halloween, October 31st, 2016, just before the presidential election, Franklin Four published...
Was a Trump server communicating with Russia?
It's a mysterious piece.
Trump connected to Russia.
Was there a connection between a Russian bank and the Trump campaign?
A connection between a Russian bank and the Trump campaign?
Not only is there clearly something there, but there's clearly something that someone has gone to great lengths to conceal.
Akin to what criminal syndicates do.
An explosive story.
Linking the Trump organization to a Russian bank.
Alpha Bank.
The most direct link between Donald Trump and Moscow.
The Russian bank, Alpha Bank.
The key to unlocking Trump's ties to Russia.
A Russian bank accused of colluding with the Trump campaign.
Confirms our worst fears about Trump.
I mean, what more evidence do you need?
Folks, I'm an expert.
It's very, very obvious. Alpha Bank pinging the Trump organization server.
Implicit allegations of collusion with the Trump campaign.
Connection between the Alpha Bank server and the Trump organization.
Connection between the Trump organization and a Russian bank.
A possible conspiracy. 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 We're just living in kind of suspended animation as we await the findings that Mueller is going to come out with.
Director Mueller, Slate published a report suggesting that a server at Trump Tower was secretly communicating with Russia's Alpha Bank. And do you know if that story is true?
My belief at this point is not true.
I'm really bothered still about the server connection between Trump Tower and Alpha Bank.
The Russian Alpha Bank.
Alpha Bank. Whose server was found in Trump Tower?
Alpha Bank. Boy, there are a lot of dots that are starting to be laid out here.
Alpha Bank. I feel like there are a lot of dots here. I'm worried about all the little dots that I see out there. Alpha Bank. It looks quite disturbing.
Dots.
These connections. You know, what was being transmitted? That could be
a missing link in terms of figuring out how involved the Trump campaign was.
In the Russian effort to interfere in the election.
This is really important.
Some sort of odd computer server connection.
The Alpha Bank, Trump Tower.
Suspicious web traffic.
Dots that are being connected by Special Prosecutor Mueller.
And if we stop chipping away at it, we're not going to get to the big answer.
It's not true.
When it came time for Robert Mueller's report, the Mueller report didn't mention the Alpha Bank thing at all. And honestly, it has been driving me nuts. The Alpha Bank server mystery.
Mystery.
Strange, unexplained, vexing little mystery.
Very vexing.
The mystery of Trump's ties to Russia.
Mysterious contact. Mysterious contact.
The mystery is still unsolved. So mysterious.
The Alpha Bank server talking to the Trump organization server does sort of look like the Trump organization and that Kremlin-connected Russian bank. Alpha Bank did have something weird going on as they tried to keep secret. Either communication
between different computers.
Serious electronic communications.
Strange communications between Alpha Bank and Trump Tower.
This bank in Moscow is communicating.
Trump Alpha Bank communications.
Why was the Trump Tower
server
communicating with Alpha Bank?
Alpha Bank. Trump server communications.
Secret server to communicate with Russian Alpha Bank.
Why the hell is a Russian bank communicating with a server that belongs to the Trump organization?
Communications
between somebody at Alpha and somebody at Trump organization.
Computer communication.
A computer server.
Communicating.
Unexplained communication. Covert communication.
Covert communication channel.
Nefarious secret communications. Unexplained
communications.
Communication between the Trump server and the Russian Alpha Bank server.
Unexplained
communication.
Secret line of communication.
What kind of communication?
Why was it communicating?
The content of the communications remains the holy grail here.
If there were communications. This is just made of data. So
the FBI ultimately concluded that it could be spam.
Spam.
Really strange, unanswered communications.
But we do know that the FBI apparently took the communication between those servers quite seriously.
The FBI had actually ruled out anything nefarious.
That is classic propaganda, and the Russians are really good at it.
Crazy, right?
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.